The pain is too acute as we watch our brother, son, husband, friend herded by fat, uniformed, vacant-eyed guards back to a hell that seems to never end except for our visit. It's a sharp stab to the heart, a vertigo that starts in the head, knowing that these men, strong, yellow, brown, black, red, might be dead before our next visit. The hurt overwhelms, goes to the core, a collective ache felt by us all as we leave our brother, son, husband, friend in the cells, rooms, dorms, and halls, and we start to grieve, crying in silence for a longer visit. We leave by car, bus, train, and plane, their face on our minds, their touch still felt, words and kisses warm on our ear. We slump in our seats and try to melt into the memories of our two short visits. Whistles, bells, head counts, lines, we sit or stand for hours, it seems, as the life behind the prison walls, the hellish life and what it means, bombards us in the visiting halls, waiting, watching for our visit. We fill out the forms, wait in the lines, go through the metal detector 1,000 times. The sounds that reach us shock us so. We can hardly talk when at last we meet our brother, son, husband, friend. As the gate finally opens, we smile and greet them on another visit. Our hearts beat fast. Do I look all right? What will he say? You know, he called last night. Cowboy is back in here again. He stayed out almost a year this time. Child, James just got out the hole, said a chump on A-tier toll. I swore I wasn't coming up here no more. Junior, bring your butt back here before. Shanika, let me fix your hair. TJ, look over there. Here comes your daddy.